The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. I'm in the studio with Minnesota Sea Grant's newest staff member, Ashley McFarland. Welcome to The Sea Grant Files, Ashley.
Thanks for inviting me.
So Ashley, tell us about your role with Sea Grant.
So I am the business and industry liaison. I'm an extension educator for Minnesota Sea Grant, and my position is primarily responsible for communicating to and cooperating with the water-related and connected businesses and industries in the region, and helping just build those relationships with the water researchers as well. The focus is to apply university research results to help solve big problems and improve efficiencies and also increase cooperation and improve environmental management.
So in the past, Minnesota Sea Grant staff included someone who focused on extension work involving tourism, and then after that, someone whose work primarily dealt with maritime and port concerns. These people worked with particular industries to help them address challenges like increasing opportunities for sustainable recreation, managing ballast water to reduce the spread of invasive species, and finding alternatives for the recycling of dredge materials. Ashley, your position is a new one for Minnesota Sea Grant, and you. What challenges do you anticipate helping Minnesota and Lake Superior businesses and industries tackle?
Well, I certainly still want to work on some of those projects that were done before, specifically working with the maritime industry and tourism, but hoping to expand and kind of broaden our reach into other industries as well, including mining, and also maybe even looking into the agricultural areas in the state and how we can try to work with other organizations and even the university to tackle some of these challenges. So I've been going to lots of meetings and meeting a lot of stakeholders in the region and trying to figure out where the needs are, both in terms of research and outreach, and develop a pretty robust portfolio based on that.
That includes aquaculture as well, am I correct?
Yes, it does.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the aquaculture questions you're working on? I know the National Sea Grant Program is investing about $14 million this year with the goal of helping the U.S. become less dependent on fisheries imports. What's happening with aquaculture in Minnesota from your perspective?
Well, Minnesota aquaculture is still a small industry, although I think it has quite a bit of potential for growth. I'm pretty new to aquaculture, although in my background, I've actually worked with other agricultural industries pretty extensively. And so diving into the fish world now is new, but is exciting. And I think that understanding the market conditions a little bit better will really help the industry along. And so recently, I've been working with our aquaculture and fishery specialist Don Schreiner in the office, and also with other groups, including the Minnesota Aquaculture Association, trying to develop these research questions and trying to figure out what barriers still exist in the state so that we can grow the industry. And so I've recently submitted two grant proposals to try to fund some work. One specifically looks at the market conditions of the industry, both in supply and demand, but also what the consumer preference is and what they're willing to pay. And that will hopefully lay the groundwork for us to be able to grow that industry in the state and look at what other challenges we may need to overcome from a research perspective so that we can help support that industry. The other grant proposal is looking at trying to work with the other states in the Great Lakes region and develop a collaborative approach, both in terms of research and outreach. Some of that work will also highlight consumer preference, willingness to pay, but also looking at what systems are going to be best suited for aquaculture production. So this is looking at typically land-based systems that recirculate water and are looking to produce the fish product. And so that collaborative effort will hopefully identify how we can overcome some of these challenges and then put out some recommendations to the industry so that we can grow collectively as a region. And hopefully through the pooling of those resources, we'll be able to have greater impact.
So what do you say when people ask you to tell them what Minnesota Sea Grant does?
I've actually worked in traditional land grant extension for almost my entire career. And it's been interesting as I've now kind of evolved into the Sea Grant role of how it's a little bit different. Really, we're here to deliver science. And that's kind of what I see my role is doing. So when there are challenges or issues out there that need to be tackled, what I've been doing is I've been trying to go to the table and see what is not known, what science hasn't been done before or needs to exist so that we can actually tackle these challenges. And so that's really what my role has been now with Sea Grant, and I think that's Sea Grant's really overarching role, too, is to deliver that science and be a real science-based organization that is not advocating for anything other than using the sound science that's out there and available.
Before coming to Sea Grant, Ashley earned a master's degree in environmental science from Iowa State University and was the coordinator of the Michigan State University Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center. One of the things Ashley did as the center's coordinator was to develop a malting barley program to help craft brewers in Michigan. Can you tell us about that, Ashley?
Sure. That's actually something I really stumbled upon when I was in Michigan. When I took over as the center director in the Upper Peninsula, one of the challenges that the station was having was really being relevant to the local farmers and knowing that farmers really needed to diversify so that they could increase their on-farm productivity. So I started looking at some of the commodities or various crops or things that we could grow or produce in the state to help the bottom line of the farmers. And in the UP, not too dissimilar from Duluth, we have a cold climate, pretty long winters, and so there's not as many crops that are available. But the small grain research is one thing that I started dabbling into and started looking at how we could grow things like oats, wheat, and barley more predominantly in that region. And of course, you need to have a market to sell those products too. And so Michigan people love local Michigan products. They have that Pure Michigan slogan, and that's really resonates well throughout the entire agricultural industry. But they also love craft beer and have over 300 craft breweries in the state. And so what I tried to do is take the idea of being able to improve on-farm productivity with a solid crop like malting barley, and then looking at the local food demand in our craft beer industry and marry those two things together. So I developed a research program around how we could really expand malting barley production in the state. I worked with the middleman industry, that's the malting industry, and actually started helping develop small-scale malt houses so that we could process the grain within the state. And then also then working with the breweries and understanding what it meant to work with local farmers, the local malting industries, and how they could really promote their products as being a pure Michigan product. So that was something that was really fun to do. I actually collaborated with the hop industry in the state as well. So looking at really the two dominant agricultural products going into craft beer. And so it made for a really fun research and outreach project.
And a tasty one too, I can imagine.
Yes, I received many growlers of beer over the last few years.
Ashley, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Really just that I'm excited to be a part of the Minnesota Sea Grant team and that there's a lot of exciting things going on in the area. First of all, we got the National Safe Boating Week coming up May 18th through the 24th. Just as a reminder to always make sure you've got that life jacket on. And also we've got the fishing opener this weekend, correct, Jesse?
We sure do. So if you have questions for our new business and industry liaison extension educator, Ashley McFarland, call Minnesota Sea Grant at 218-726-8106. Or send an email to seagr@d.umn.edu.
Yes, I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us today, Ashley.
My pleasure.
Best of fun and safety to all of you who are going fishing this weekend. And thanks to all the businesses and industries that contribute to our ability to use and enjoy water now and into the future. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Sharon Moen, Chris Harwood, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. To listen to other episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for listening.